Is it doing anything? Oh, nice. That's new. Hey, so today is a special occasion. Do you know how you know that? Because I'm wearing a collared shirt. Huh? Did you guys notice? This is Jordan. I bet you didn't even know who it was. You're like, who's this guy talking? Yeah, I'm totally wearing a collared shirt today, which means it's a special occasion. Today is the very last day that you will ever see each and every one of these faces. Oh, man. Can you hit power twice on that little remote control to your left? Right there. Your hand was right next. Yeah, there it is. Sweet. So let me tell you a little bit about what's happening this morning. So these guys are, still rebels. I know. All right, so they are going to say who they are. They might do a little dance for you. Maybe all of them at the same time right now might do a little dance. Maybe not, though. We should vote on best moves. All right, so they're gonna just introduce themselves, let you know where they're going next year, and then maybe share a little something, or maybe not. And then if you guys have any questions for them at the end, you may ask those. But we will start right here. Best for first. Yeah? Yeah, and where you're going. I know you weren't. Where you're going, who you are, where you're going, and something.
Okay. My name is David. In like a couple days on Thursday, I'm leaving for Texas, and then I'm going to be there all summer. And I'm going to Arkansas for college. And so that's where I'm going for college. And I just want to say, like, this youth group is actually really awesome. You guys are all, like, really nice. Like, you know, I moved here, like, back in September, and it was really crazy and happened really fast. And when I got here, like, I didn't know anybody. And so it was kind of hard. But I came to this church and, like, walked up the stairs, and, like, everybody here was just really friendly. And, like, it's been like that ever since I got here, which has just been good because, like, you know, it was hard moving here, so it was good to have a place where, like, everybody was so friendly. So good job, everybody, for being awesome. Yes. I just want to share a verse that's been, like, really big with me, like, ever since I found out I was moving. It's Proverbs, like, 19:21, I think. It's many other plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plan that prevails, I think. That's just been big because, like, I didn't ever plan on moving to California. Like, I kind of thought it would be cool, but I never expected it to happen. I was just expected to go to senior year in Texas. So, like, that was just weird. It wasn't, like, part of my plan. And then once I got here, so many things happened that weren't, like, part of, like, the plan I had in my head. So it's just comforting to think, like, when things don't go my way, like, that God has a plan. He knows what he's doing. Like, he always knew I was going to move out here and everything was going to happen after that happened. So just remember that. Like, if you've got plans, like, in your head that you think are going to happen, they don't work out, and you're bummed, just remember God knows what he's doing with your life, and he's got a plan for you. 19:21? Proverbs. Which you should all read, Proverbs. Because it's really relevant, and somebody told me once that it's, like, written for teenagers, which kind of makes sense when I'm reading it, because it's always stuff in there that's relevant. It's easy to read. Like, it's, like, short little bits, like the one I just read. So, read it.
Hey, I'm Aaron. If you don't know me, then you haven't been here. Yeah, I'm going to West Valley next year with Bob and a couple other people that are going there. Dan and from church. I'm going there. I'm going to get 60 units and then go down to LA and get my percussion major and then come back here, go somewhere else and teach music or be in a band, tour the world. Wait, what else? Just say something. Oh, okay. Well, so, like, I've been going to this church for, like, my whole life, and I've been going to private schools for my whole life, so I'm kind of in that routine, and it's kind of scary going out into the real world, but I just want to encourage you guys, like, as you get older, you don't really have to focus on your grade and everything, because that's what kind of I did, and I feel bad about it, because, like, the kids under me, that's what you guys should focus on, is the guys that, like, are coming up, and not focus on the people that are in your grade, because you already know them. And so just, like, support the kids under you and bring them up so that you can make a difference in their life, and that, like, when they get to your level, that it'll be easier for them because they understand, because you have helped them out a little bit, and then they can help out the people below them so that it's a continuous, like, pulling effect for everybody. Yeah. Wait, so
name? Where I'm going?
Say your name.
Okay. I'm Bob, and I'm going to West Valley College, and I'm probably going to do something with either music and business, maybe, like, intertwined or something. And I don't really have, like, a set, like, my Bible verse, because the whole Bible is super awesome, and I'm constantly getting something from, like, everything. So when I was thinking about it, I was thinking the chapter that got me through the most of high school was Job, because the dude, he's just, like, constantly having crap just thrown at him from every, like, angle. And with that, he just always is like, oh, I'm not going to curse God. Like, I'm just going to keep on doing my own little thing. And he ends up getting, like, five times what he had before, and getting the blessed, like, getting his socks blessed off. And it just kind of reminds me of high school, because, like, the whole... yeah. And so, okay. So with high school, it kind of seems like that you're getting everything thrown at you. And with that, right when you get to, like, your senior year, it feels like all this, like, stuff is getting, like all these blessings are getting, like, thrown upon you, and you're just like, whoa, because you're, like, going, like, senior trips, and it just, like, there's something to look forward to at the end. And Job kind of helped me stay on the path and keep on going.
I'm Colton, and I'll be going to Mission College in Santa Clara. I'm doing fire science EMT stuff, so hopefully I can go out and rescue some people. So if you're ever on fire, just give me a call, and I'll put you out or something. So, and what else? Oh, one of the major things I pretty much got out of youth group here and stuff, and over the years, is some of, like, my best friends. Some of the friendships I've gotten here, like, stronger than, like, any friendships, like, in school and stuff. I mean, you go throughout your life and stuff, and you'll forget a lot of your high school friends, the ones that you just chill with and didn't really have a connection with. But at church, especially here, you meet, like, some of your best friends that you'll ever have, and they'll last a lifetime. So, yeah.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Melissa. I'm going to Kenyatta College next year. I'm a nursing major. I don't know if that's going to last or not, though. Okay. So this has been, like, my favorite verse this year. It's Isaiah 30:15. It says, "For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength." So this year was kind of, like, rough for me, so I don't know. It, like, helped a lot, like, just learning to, like, be quiet and, like, just trust that, like, God's gonna be there. And I have a really hard time, like, sitting down and just being like, I'm gonna chill for a little while, and, like, not always be, like, doing something or, like, going somewhere, like, being busy and, like, you know, like, doing homework or doing something, like, I'm always working. And so I don't know, it just, like, has taught me a lot about just, like, how there's a lot of, like God gives you a lot of strength and stuff, and just, like, I've learned a lot of things just by, like, okay, Melissa, you have to, like, sit down and, like, relax and just, like, be where you are, and, you know, so, I don't know, that's something I've learned a lot this year.
Okay. I'm Abby. Next year, I'm going to Tufts, which is on the East Coast, it's right outside of Boston. So I'm really excited. I'm going to be studying engineering, but I don't know what type. And one of my favorite verses that I found, I kind of was reading through, it's in Jeremiah, like sometime around college applications, that kind of point. It's Jeremiah 29:11. through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. It just meant a lot, like, that you don't have to, like, worry about everything. And if you're trusting in God, then you know that things will turn out fine. But it also is like, it's not just like, oh, just trust me, but it's like, I want you to, like, talk to me, and, like, I want you to understand what I'm putting you through. It's because it says you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. So that's just, it's like, put everything into it, and that's what you'll get out of it.
Okay, I'm Robert. I'm going to UC Santa Cruz, and I'm going to be studying bio or something along those lines. And, yeah, I don't really know what to say because I haven't been here last 2 weeks. 1 week, I can't remember what happened, but 1 week, Munchkin fell asleep and slept through church. So, what do you mean, lies?
All right, so if you don't know me, too bad, because I'm leaving. No, I'm not really. I'm George. Seriously, if you don't know, that's kind of sad. But, and they walk away while I start talking. Wow. Well, I know I'm entertaining now. So, next year. Yeah, so, are they really leaving? Wow. All right, so, next year, I'm taking a gap year next year to work so I can afford college. So pretty much, I'll be around next year if anyone actually does want to get to know me, which isn't a bad idea because I think I'm pretty cool. But maybe not. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be around studying the Bible. I really want to get study the Bible more because I've been going to public school and, like, some listening to, like, what, like, the people that have gone to, like, Kings and Valley Christian and stuff, like, they know so much, like, different stuff that I never even thought would be important, but, like, I hear discussed, like, in small groups and stuff. I just really want to study the Bible more like that, and so hopefully I can help people if they need help next year, but I don't know. Oh, I'm going to be playing a lot of hockey, too. Hockey. Good. The sort of section of the Bible where I've gotten the most is 2 Samuel 11, which, for those of you who don't know, David and Bathsheba, just because we've gone over it so many times. Although, it's been a while. We're slacking on that. We're due. We are due. So if you want to seem really smart, just read that 2 Samuel 11 and find out what it means. And then when Jordan does do it again soon, you'll be able to knock him away, blow him away with your knowledge. Yeah.
All right. I'm Charlie, and hi, I'm Brian, and I am not sure what I'm gonna do next year yet, but I will be around because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be working with the church. I'm gonna work SLI this summer, and then I'm thinking about doing it for the whole year, so you guys will see me around. And if I do take a year off, I'm thinking about moving in with Senior Smoothie Buns right here, and yeah, it's a nickname, old one. Yeah. Yeah, don't. It's not the reason. Yeah, just accept it. All right. And I guess I'm gonna say a kind of funny story about high school. I think it was my freshman year, and we went to the Lord's Land, and me and this. That was my sophomore year?
Yeah.
All right, so it was my sophomore year, and me and another guy were goofing around, and we were pissing the girls off by talking about their cleaning skills. So, but we left us, we left a little, one of those miniature Snickers somewhere in the room. And I guess we went up to a family camp, and Jordan and all the girls, they thought it'd be funny to do some kind of torture thing to me and Dylan. And, well, it turned out that they kind of made us, they blindfolded us and then walked us into the forest, and they had kind of a little podium. All the girls were there, and they had Luke. Who else is it? Will. Luke, Will, and like a bunch of the big college guys, and pretty much when they unblindfolded us, they're like, if we tried to run, these guys were all around, so we couldn't get out, and like, they cut the Snickers in half after they did a bunch of foul stuff with it, but it's still in their trap. But they cut it in half, made us eat a half. And then they kind of all took off, and they had us find our way through the forest to get back to the campsite, and it sucked, and I was super pissed off, and everybody found it to be hilarious, but it sucked. And we have it on footage somewhere, but Jordan has to find it. Wait, which car ride?
No, we're not doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome to the new freshmen. Why don't you guys come have a seat over here somewhere? Come on in. You guys are family now. Welcome, welcome. No comment. All right, so make sure you meet some of the new freshmen before you leave. Hey, what I wanted to do right now is just take a few minutes and pray for the seniors. So I'm going to leave it just quiet for a little bit, and if you want to pray for them, do that. And if you don't, then don't. And then I'll just kind of close us off with praying for them, and we'll go from there. So feel free to pray if you would like.
They can God, I just want to, God, I really just want to thank you for this group of seniors this year. It really blows me away to see how far you've brought them from freshman year all the way through here, and just how much they've grown. And God, it's really blessed me to see just the ups and downs that they've gone through, and yet, God, that they are still clinging on to you. And God, I'm just real proud of them, and thank you for the great example that they've set over the years. And God, they are about to enter into a very difficult but very fun phase of life, and they're going to be challenged, and they're going to have great opportunities, and they're going to grow more, and they're going to learn more. And God, I just pray that you would be beside them through all the ups and downs that that post high school life is going to bring. And God, I pray that that you would really protect them. It's just it's a world that's can be very harsh, and a lot of people fall away from you at the age that they're moving into. And so, God, I pray that you would remain close to them, that you would make yourself visible to them, and God, guide their paths. God, I pray that as they move on from here, that that they wouldn't lose sight of just how much it is you love them, just how special you've made them. And God, I just pray for each and every one of them, that you would work mightily in their lives, that you would do great things through each of them, for your kingdom, and for the people around them. And God, that they would be lights shining in a dark world. Again, God, I just thank you for who you've made them. I know I'm going to miss them. I think we're all going to miss them. But God, guide them on their paths as they leave from here. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat, but before you leave, I want to get a picture. So find a seat real quick. Don't me. So find a seat real quick, and I want to introduce you guys to the new freshmen. Yeah. So if you're a new freshman, come on up. Come on up. All right, so 5-minute speeches from each of you on Leviticus. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, so maybe just say your name and what high school you're going to go to and your favorite color. Oh. We will start right here. No, I'm just kidding. Do you mind starting?
Sure.
Okay. Is that sure? Yes, I mind.
No.
But no, I don't mind. Okay. So your name?
Joanna.
Wait, hold on. I'm reminding you.
Oh.
Name, high school, favorite color.
My name is Joanna Tong. I'm Julia's sister, if you know who she is. And I'm going to Gunn, and my favorite color is blue.
A little too obvious. My name is Natalie. I don't have an older sibling here. I'm going to Gunn as well, and my favorite color, I'd say, is probably purple.
My name is Helen. I'm going to Los Altos, and my favorite color is red.
Hey, my name's Bryce. I'm going to Kahila, and my favorite color is crimson.
Crimson?
The color of blood.
That's slightly morbid, but I like it. He's also known as B. Rizzle or B. Rice. He loves both of them, so. Are you an organ donor?
No,
but I'll donate your organs. Oh. Oh. He's feisty. Hey, Jason. Stand up real quick. If you mess with me, that's who you're going to have to deal with. I just wanted. He also has a friend who's slightly larger than him. So, all right, you guys can sit down. So make sure you meet these guys. Make sure you make them feel welcome because they're part of the family now. He only answers to B. Rizzle, mostly.
Hey, a couple quick announcements before you guys take off. Housing is less than a week away. We leave on Saturday. I'm super duper pumped. Get your forms in. They're due today. If for some reason you can't get them in today, come talk to me and we'll work something out. But the forms are due today. There's more forms over there. There's medical release forms over there. Get those in and reserve your spot. We have two very full houses. It's going to be awesome. So much fun planned. Talks a little bit about it here. Wednesday, we're not here. We're not meeting here. And next Sunday, if you're not going housing, we're not here because we're going to be housing. No Wednesday and no Sunday. But the next Wednesday after housing, we are going to be at Mitchell Park this year because Greer Park is under construction all summer long. But we're going to have a barbecue. So not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, we're going to have a barbecue at Mitchell Park. Every week's going to be Mitchell this year. Yeah. Friday at 7, we're coming here, if you're going housing, and packing our stuff up in vans. So be here for that. And then also, don't forget, we're doing the coin wars. This is for the fellas. This is for the ladies. Coins are positive points. Bills are negative points. And it's to help feed hungry kids through the 30-hour famine. But also, if the guys lost. Oh. If the guys lost, they'd have to shave their legs, which is just no good. But when the girls lose, we got some buckets of sweet goo that are just going everywhere. It's going to be awesome. Question. Points. I happen to know that there's at least two $100 bills in here, so I'm just saying. That was a lie. I apologize for lying to you at church as a pastor. Sorry. Points. A penny is 1 point. A nickel, 5 points. A dime, 10 points. Quarter, 50 points. Just kidding. I've seen if you guys are paying attention. Dollar bill is negative 100 points. $5 bill is negative 500 points. $100 bill, I might give you positive points if you put a $100 bill in there. I don't know. We'll do a gold coin is positive 100 points. There are some in there. So, any questions on that? Do it upright. Get your housing stuff in because it's going to be awesome. There's already a bunch of you guys signed up, I know. But if you're not signed up and if you're on the fence on whether or not you should go, you're going. So just get your form in. Good? I'm glad we got that settled. And if you aren't going but you don't really have a good reason, come let me know so I can knock some sense into you. Or I'll have Jason do it.
Hey, Simon said he's not
going. Good. He's going. Good. Any other questions? B-Rizzle? B Rice, sorry, go ahead. Then you can't go. We'll talk. Come talk to me after. All right, any other questions? How's it get your forms in? And if you got any friends that want to go and they can't get their forms in today, let me know and we'll get it squared away. But get them going. Cool? Cool. So we're not here Wednesday. We're not here Sunday. But we are here the next Wednesday. Or not here, but we're at Mitchell. Barbecue, free of charge. Bring some buddies. Who? Freshmen. We're barbecuing the freshmen. What? Oh, yeah. Bring $2 to the barbecue. Ooh, I like it. Scholarship fund. All right. You guys are free to hang out. Make sure you meet the freshmen. Meet the freshmen. Meet them and love them. Love them. You will love them, Haley. Hey, how are those Giants doing? I was just curious. Yeah, they're good. Did they win yesterday? No, they lost. Sorry. Seniors, I want a picture. Come up here.
An actual place that we're going to go next week? Or like for college? Or is it like...
You dropped a bill. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that. Seniors, venga aquí. Who are we missing? Stay. We're missing girl seniors. Oh, okay, they're here. Pick her now. Get in. Bob, get in. Is this everybody?
Yeah, I want to stay next to somebody who's taller than me.
It's a little bit weird. Hey, James, can you stop that?
Hey, James.